from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Ben Reimanents is on the team assisting in Thailand cave rescues. Speaking on NBC Today show, he says it's a miracle that the dozen of boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave in northern Thailand were still alive.
They're actually quite responsive and speaking English to some of the rescuers, and they're just very weak and very skinny and almost unable to walk. So that's what they're working on now, to get them strength and back on their legs.
A Thai official said the heavy rains forecast could worsen floods in the cave and could force authorities to speed up their extraction by having them dive their way out. U.S. President Donald Trump is hailing progress with North Korea, even as experts warn his administration's plan to dismantle its nuclear weapons and missiles in a year is risky. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says there have been many good conversations with the North over denuclearizing, and weeks after his summit with Kim Jong-un, he's claiming credit for avoiding a confrontation, tweeting, "If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea." National Security Advisor John Bolton's pitched a one-year plan for denuclearizing, which experts say is just too fast to produce a lasting agreement. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Malaysian anti-corruption agents arrested former Prime Minister Najib Razak Tuesday. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
Najib has been arrested following an investigation into how billions of dollars went missing from a state fund he founded. Founded in 2009, 1MDB is being investigated over alleged money laundering and graft in at least six countries.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. This is VOA News. NATO's European allies are pushing back against U.S. criticism that they are not spending enough on defense as President Donald Trump ratchets up pressure ahead of next week's summit. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's criticism of how much NATO allies spend on defense is not new.
The president has publicly shared his frustration that he'd like to see other countries step up and do more, particularly when they have the capability.
After Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, NATO allies agreed in 2014 to end defense budget cuts, to begin spending more as their economies grew, and to move toward a goal of 2% of GDP within a decade. The head of a U.S. congressional delegation visiting Russia said Tuesday he hopes for a new day in repairing relations between Russia and the U.S.
We could be competitors. We are competitors. But we don't necessarily need to be adversaries.
Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, was meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow 2 weeks before the country's two presidents are set to meet in Helsinki, Finland. British police arrested an unidentified female healthcare worker on suspicion of murdering eight babies and trying to kill six others at a hospital neonatal unit. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Detectives began investigating the deaths of the babies at the hospital in Chester more than a year ago. Detective Inspector Paul Hughes said the arrest of a female healthcare professional is a significant step forward in a highly complex and very sensitive investigation. Zaria Shackley, London.
Another Philippine mayor was shot and killed Tuesday by an unidentified man in a road attack, a day after a city mayor was gunned down in a brazen back-to-back killings that prompted an opposition senator to call the country the murder capital of Asia. VOA's Philip Alexio.
Mayor Ferdinand Bote of northern General Tanio town was leaving a government compound when a man riding a motorcycle shot him repeatedly with a pistol. Opposition Senator Antonio Trillanes IV blamed the killings on a culture of violence under President Rodrigo Duterte. The Roman Catholic Church has also raised alarm over the killings of three priests in recent months, including one who was shot at the altar while preparing to celebrate Mass in a northern village last month. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
French investigators believe a team of four or five loyal accomplices carried out a brazen prison helicopter escape of one of France's most notorious criminals. Our men took a helicopter pilot hostage and forced him to land Sunday in Raoul Prison's yard, then used power tools to break through the doors and hustle Redouane Faïd, a serial robber and murder convict, to freedom. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.